The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Don't ever be embarrassed or ashamed that you believe the Bible. Don't ever be embarrassed or ashamed that you believe the Bible. Hey, by the way, speaking of science and the Bible and so forth, just a few days ago, a story came out that they believe that they have unearthed the palace where John the Baptist was imprisoned and ultimately beheaded. They actually, you know, Herodias danced before Herod, and he was so pleased, you know, what, I'll give you anything up to half of my kingdom. Her mother said, I want to tell him that you want John the Baptist's head on a platter. And he really didn't want to do it, but he had made the promise. And so he chopped off the head of John the Baptist. Archaeologists actually believe they have unearthed a palace and possibly the floor where she did her dance. They're not positive. They're not certain, but they're pretty convinced that this actually is the palace that is described in the Bible and also described by Josephus, the Jewish historian, writes in great detail about John the Baptist and so on. And again, corroborates exactly what the Bible says, which is another difficult thing for the skeptics, because Josephus is a noted Jewish historian, and he corroborates many of the things recorded in the Bible. They're in the Bible, and Josephus are in complete agreement because they are both recording actual history. So it's interesting, because the skeptics, the only way they can get around that is attack the validity of Josephus, the historian. And by the way, it's obviously heavy, heavy, heavy reading. But if you have never read some of the accounts of Josephus about Jesus, Herod, the history during the time of Jesus, it is absolutely fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. One of the real fascinating things in reading Josephus is the different Herods. There were several Herods, not just one, there were several. And Josephus writes in pretty distinct detail about who the different Herods were and when they reigned and their differences in personality and so forth. Fascinating stuff. Fascinating stuff. And one of the most convincing arguments for the validity of the Bible is the lack of contradictions. Now, I realize that the skeptics love to point out contradictions in the Bible and so on and so forth. There are none. Some of the supposed contradictions are because of a different calendar being used. Not everybody was, you know, everybody today uses the same calendar. That was not the truth. That was not the same in Bible times. There were different calendars that were used throughout history. There have been different calendars Some of it is that, others different perspectives of different writers and so on and so forth. Anyway, one of the strongest arguments is the Bible was written over a period of over 1,500 years. Well over a dozen different authors, most of them never met each other, didn't know about the other. And yet the 66 books of the Bible fit together like a perfect puzzle. Just incredible. So let me again say, don't ever be ashamed or embarrassed to be called a Bible believer. Sooner or later, science will come around to agree with the Bible. It's like in the area of cosmology. For many years now, the prevailing theory, and that's what it is, the theory, as to the origin of the universe has been the Big Bang. That has been settled science until recently. I mean, for years, the scientific community and the people who study cosmology have all been in agreement that the universe started with the Big Bang. There were subtle differences in theories concerning the Big Bang, but they all agreed until recently. And now there is a great deal of controversy within the scientific community, and there are many prominent scientists who are saying, it couldn't have happened that way. It couldn't have happened that way. And there are a few that dare to use common sense. What do I mean by that? Well, the Big Bang thing says, well, once there was nothing, and then all of a sudden there was something. And then all of a sudden, there was this huge explosion, and then we have a universe. Really? And that's, and again, I'm not a brilliant intellect, don't claim to be one, but in talking with people about origins, whether it's evolution or cosmology, the origins of the universe, my simple question is, okay, what was before that? And the secular scientific community has no answer. Well, but what was before that? And if the Big Bang is true, and there was all the matter of the universe was packed into this tight little ball, and it was tacked so tightly, okay, where did that come from, and what was before that? The secular scientific community has no answer for that. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. See, I do. My answer is God. Well, what was before that? Nothing, because God is eternal. The secular scientist does not like that answer. But at least it's an answer. They don't have one. And so constantly new theories are being devised, and I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but the way things are going right now, I would project that probably in 10 years, nobody is going to believe the Big Bang. There is so much controversy arising out of the Big Bang thing. I think within 10 years, nobody will believe. Now they'll come up with something else. But the Big Bang will be gone, which is fascinating, because when almost all of us, when we were in school, that was just considered as fact. Really? Fact? Yeah. All right. Enough of that. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We'll be back and wrap things up.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Do you remember the world before Donald Trump? Let me just give you some reminders, okay? And by the way, I never have been, never will be, an apologist for Donald Trump. When he was elected, I made you a promise. If he did something good, I would commend him. If he did something bad, I would critique him, or if necessary, even condemn him. And I've done that for 4 years. My commendations have been more often than my condemnation, because I think he's been an exceptional president. Weird, strange, different than any president we've had, unconventional. At times, his personality has driven me crazy. I have at times cringed at some of the things he has said and the way he has treated people. And I am the first to admit that some of his actions have been unbiblical, ungentlemanly, and so forth. But he has accomplished more than any president in my lifetime in civil rights. I realize the liberal left would deny that, but it's true. He's been the most pro-life president of my lifetime. So anyway, I just want you to know I am not kneeling at the altar of Donald Trump. I'm not today, never have been. But do you remember the world that Donald Trump inherited? North Korea. Do you remember the last 2 years of the Obama administration? North Korea was firing missile after missile after missile. They were doing this nuclear test, that nuclear test, and most of the world believed they were on the very brink of developing a nuclear warhead on top of a missile that was capable of reaching just about anywhere in the world, including the United States. You remember all the missiles that were fired over Japan, over Guam, and so forth? There were weeks that there would be 3, 4, 5, 6 missiles fired in a single week. That was North Korea under Barack Obama. When was the last time you heard anything about North Korea launching missiles, North Korea's nuclear program, North Korea on the brink of developing a nuclear weapon? Anybody remember? You would have to go back to Barack Obama. Do you remember when Trump first became president? He met with the dictator of North Korea, I believe, twice, and was severely criticized by the liberal left. What was the result? All right. What about Iran? Do you remember the Iran during the Obama administration? The United States of America was shaking in our political boots with Iran. Do you remember the billions of dollars in cash that was loaded on, we're talking cash, loaded on pallets secretly, put on a big airplane and sent to Iran? Oh, by the way, in the middle of the night. Do you remember all the saber rattling with Iran? They were attacking ships. they were building their nuclear program, and then we entered into this bogus nuclear treaty, which was a disaster. And then Trump became president. We've had 4 years of almost silence from Iran. Oh, some threats and so forth. But the reason I bring that up, now that it looks like, now tomorrow may be different. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow in Congress. But it looks like Donald Trump is going to end his presidency. And it looks to the world like Joe Biden is going to be the next president. Here is the headline from today. Iran begins 20% uranium enrichment at underground facility and seizes foreign oil tanker. Iran announced it would be enriching uranium up to 20% at an underground facility yesterday and seized a South Korean flagged oil tanker. Why now? Because they're assuming that Joe Biden will be the next president. I can only imagine how a President Biden will handle North Korea, Iran, Russia, China. Whether you loved him or whether you hated him, most people have forgotten what the world was like before Donald Trump and his foreign policy. Do you remember the Middle Eastern states that hated Israel? At least four of them now have opened full diplomatic relations with Israel for the first time in history. The embassy for Israel has been moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Some of the greatest accomplishments for Mideast peace in modern history have occurred in the last year of the Trump administration. That should not be forgotten. Whatever happens on Wednesday and whoever is the next president, Donald Trump should get an enormous amount of credit for having a much more peaceful world over the last 4 years. Pray for peace in Washington, D.C. tonight and tomorrow. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.